Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your own program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in the studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Sheikh Miqdad, who is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and salam to all the listeners, inshallah, out there.
Brother, in the previous session, you gave a very important point towards the end of the discussion. You were talking about religious maturity. I would want you to summarize the previous session a little, and then we'll start with the new discussion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we talked about, as one of the tips to help parents kind of help their boys go through bulugh and this very important stage of life, is to have conversations, is to have discussions, especially father and son discussions.
Okay.
Take your son out for a coffee every once a week, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks. Have these important conversations with them. And we said that this conversation needs to be many things. One of them, obviously, is the whole puberty discussion. What happens physically? What does puberty mean in terms of physical maturity? The different stages that happen at the physical stage. But also discuss about the emotional differences that will happen, the emotional change that will happen, the intellectual notion of puberty and the accountability of these, etc. Talk about the religious content. What is our purpose in life? What is the role of Allah in our life?
Mm-hmm.
These conversations, as I said, is very important. They don't come from the Sunday school or the madrasa or from any other places. They have to come from a one-to-one basis. So
yes.
Unless you found a mentor out there that will really take your child through it, it's the role of the father to do so.
Exactly. And there are so many unsuccessful people around who are unsuccessful because they really don't know where they're going, why they're going, how they're going. So if a parent discusses with his child, maybe that can also develop a confidence level.
Exactly. And the other thing that you want to emphasize a lot in these things and discussion, I guess maybe not just in this conversation, but also generally as well at a community level, is to really build Islamic identity as well.
Okay.
So when you have this conversation with your child, amongst the things that you want to focus on is identity. So teenagers, amongst the things that we can talk about in teenagers, that the characteristics of teenagers, one is identity. Teenagers very, very much need an identity.
Okay.
Right? And this is why you find that very quickly they'll become fans of a particular football team.
Yeah.
Right? Very quickly they'll kind of build a patriotic identity as well. So I'm
true.
British, for example, I'm Canadian, and I kind of die for my country as well.
Yes.
And other identities, basically. And what we want to do is also make sure that they have a very strong religious identity as well.
Religious
and Muslim identity.
Yes.
They count themselves as Muslims, and they are proud to be Muslims, that die for their religion.
Okay.
And there's different ways to do so. We've talked about this before as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that we need to work upon.
Okay.
And secondly is people that they love and respect. Again, this is a very important factor and a very important notion in a teenager's life. And you find, again, most teenagers, if not all teenagers, will always have a role model. They will always love and respect an individual.
Okay.
It can be a real individual. It can be, I don't know, Bill Gates or Ronaldo or people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, although less often, it can be also imaginary or fantasy or from the movie world, basically.
Yeah.
Role models. But very often it's the real people. And so we need to introduce the Ahlul Bayt to our teenagers,
okay,
in a way that these individuals, the Ahlul Bayt, you know, from that, the scholars and the ulama, become those individuals that they love and respect.
Because they love and respect. So we came to two important points over here. The first was we need to give them identity they should be proud of. And they need to know who they love and respect and choose as role model. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about things that could help boys get mature emotionally and intellectually at a good age. Yes, brother.
Okay. The last point that I'll mention here, inshallah, we'll close the discussion after, I think we've been, what, 6-7 sessions? The last point, and we talked about, remember when we talked about the causes of this gap and this distance between this physical maturity and this emotional and intellectual maturity,
yeah,
was the amount of responsibility and the amount of involvement in community work and that teenagers have.
Yes.
So one of the things that we really recommend for parents to do and for teenagers to get involved is to do real things. Is to do community work from a very young age.
Okay.
To be part of a youth body or a youth organization, or even create one if you have to, as teamwork between different youth at a very young age, from the age of 10, 11, and to be doing real things,
okay,
to be involved in real things and feeling responsible for change within society.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely important, right? Youth need to feel responsible. Mm-hmm. And you find as well, experience has shown this and history has shown this, and people, you know this as well. Those youth who have been successful, and successfully gone through a teenage period as well, is those youth who very quickly felt responsible towards their community.
Towards the society.
Because they're in touch with their reality, they feel important, they have this self-respect, they gain skills and knowledge very quickly, and they are doing things, they're busy basically doing things.
True.
So this is very important. And you find in our religious advice that we have as well from the Holy Quran and from the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, you find that they place a lot of importance on youth getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said that give place to the youth in your gathering, talking to adults.
True.
Says give place to the youth in your gathering and teach them hadith as they are the successors and a people of knowledge.
Of course.
Right. Or, for example, very interestingly, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, he says whenever you need to seek counsel, whenever you need advice, as a community level, for example,
mm-hmm,
first speak to the youth. Because their thinking is fast and they are smart. And obviously, mm-hmm, then the imam talks about other people as well to consult. But look how the imam is bringing the youth out there. As a community, if we're going to make a decision, right? Don't say, I'm going to just talk to a pocket members of the community. No, okay, bring the youth out there as well.
Get them involved.
Get them involved.
Yes.
And give them that respect, right? Listen to what they have to say. And also understand that they have certain things that us as adults or old generation won't be able to think,
okay,
right? They are the next generation. Their thinking is smart. They're thinking a different way. Not just give them the space to express their views and express their opinions, but also give them the ability to bring change to the community.
Exactly. They'll feel important.
When the youth feel that importance, right, this brings about for them this change. Maturity, this intellectual, this emotional
and
maturity.
And they can bring about change because they are quite energetic.
Definitely.
And intelligent as well. Brother, I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents.
Yeah.
Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about things, how could parents help the children to deal with their puberty. Brother, you said that parents need to make their youth understand. They need to help them feel responsible. Don't you think like the youth that is getting more deviated, or the many men who we have seen that they got deviated from the right path was because they were given less importance?
Yes, I wouldn't say obviously all of them, but in many cases you find, let me put this in this way. Many a times what happens that a youth or a teenager, because of sudden mistakes that they make or because of sudden change that they see in themselves, the community rather than being welcoming, or the parents rather than being open to this, they very quickly put these teenagers down, or they kind of distance themselves from them.
Okay.
And this teenager then will find his identity somewhere else, will okay. find support somewhere else, will find his guidance somewhere else.
Exactly.
And that's a gone case, right? And so vital, essential, very important for parents and for communities to be always be embracing to the youth and the
yes.
change that youth go to. Right, go through.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we keep repeating, right? You don't impose, you don't restrict, you just guide. You take them towards it through guidance together, basically. Always make sure you give that self-respect to them, listening ear to them. Give them that importance. They play a vital role. Make them feel important. Actually, not fakely, really make them feel
okay.
important, because they are an important part of the community. And give them the real tasks, give them real responsibility. The other day, I went to a youth organization to sign up my kids. So they're 7 and 10 to
okay.
this for summer programs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I entered the office, I was dealing with 16-year-olds.
Okay.
Right, 16, 17, 18-year-olds basically. And at first, I was taken aback. I'm signing a kind of contract. I'm making payments. I'm dealing with 16-year-olds, but it was really nice to see. Right, you can see that child, that's not a child that's emotionally backwards. No, it's a child who's emotionally, intellectual, very able to do things.
Okay.
And a very religious person as well. Right, at this very young age, he was able to do things.
At this very young age, yeah.
Why does it happen? Because he was handing the whole accounts and the whole youth body basically at this very young age.
At this very young age.
Obviously, he had mentors ahead of him, above him. He had people who were making sure that everything runs smoothly, but he was directly dealing with people.
And the media world will name this as child labor.
And, yes, but we don't call it child labor. We call this children being given tasks and responsibilities that they can deal with. And
yes.
this brings about this intellectual and emotional maturity.
I'm saying how important these things are, but
yeah.
still we have media, we have things that kind of, you know, deviate even our thoughts.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and we need to think that are we really going in the right way or not. Brother, thank you so much for being with us. That was a really nice discussion, and I think this all these sessions will definitely help parents to help their boys go through puberty, which you said is a very important stage, and wherein especially boys do need emotional and intellectual care. They need to get mature earlier, because we are seeing boys getting emotionally and intellectually mature at a very late age. And all these points would definitely help. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. This was Islamic Upbringing. In case you have any questions for us, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi aman Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.